What's up, everybody? This is Hush, aka How You Stop Him, and today is Friday, August 3rd, 2018. Last left off with Pretty Girls and them being privileged and kind of spoiled, you know, just expecting handouts off the rip. I gave an example of an interaction that I've seen, you know, recently about it. Check that out. That was my last segment. I'm gonna kind of continue and kind of defend it a little bit, because I was kind of one-sided with it a little bit, maybe, ladies. Sorry. If you bring something to the table and you're just as reliable, you're just as, how you call it, just as responsible, and you look at things evenly, then you can, you have those times where you could be privileged or behave privileged or get spoiled. My message was really to say that if I don't even know you, or nothing has transpired yet for me to see this good in you, see that you hold your own, for you to just come in off the rip expecting, I mean, I guess you got to start somewhere, right? Because somebody has to do it. You know, if the guy does it, it looks crazy though, right? Like if a guy comes in just expecting to sleep with you on the first night or expecting you to take him out, you look at him a little crazy, right? Well, it depends on the situation. But I don't really know, like, how can we counter this to make it equal across the board? Because I guess we was taught that the woman gets spoiled. Is privileged, you know, when you approach a female wanting to get to know her or whatever. I guess it begins with taking her out and whatever else, you know, goes along with that. So I get that part, but you still can have humility within that. I was really meaning like the ones who just, you know, just so confident that everything's supposed to be handed to them. It was a little disturbing for me, but I hear you. I ain't knocking the hustle. You know, it's still tradition. I guess nowadays a lot has changed, but we still have our traditional ways of doing things. And I guess, like I said, with the whole approach and beginning a interaction with a lady of your choice, you would have to propose, you know, the whole go out thing, dinner, movie, or whatever it is. And yeah, you know, I just felt like it was a lot of pressure on the guys for a second, because it's like, are we supposed to just heed to this? Are we supposed to just take that? You know what I mean? But no, the message, ladies, I hear you. You know, you want to get to know the guy just as much, maybe, and that's the way to do it, I guess. But tone it a little bit down, you know. There's this handout thing. I don't like that feeling, because I work hard for mine. You know what I mean? And, you know, you probably work hard for yours. So nobody wants to feel like they're getting taken advantage of, or, you know, I'm supposed to. You know what I mean? I grew up where it was no handouts, really. I mean, I was very fortunate, but I grew up with no handouts. I had to work for everything. I still got to work for everything. And a lot of people can say that that's their story. So somebody like me will find something wrong with that. But if somebody heard this story that is also spoiled the privilege, they'll be like, what's wrong with that? And that's really where I was getting at with that. You know what I mean? Just a wake-up call. You know, yeah, I still can maintain. Everything will still go, you know, smooth. I just was feeling like I didn't like the interaction I saw, you know? And it was just an interaction. It's not like I'm bashing the person to the ground, or that's a deal breaker. I wouldn't deal with the person because of it. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? That's why you communicate, you give your side of the story and your opinion and your views, and it should hold. You know what I'm saying? So that was probably it for the pretty girl, you know, part two, sort of say. I didn't want to just really leave it there. I had another segment to really go into, but I'ma just hold y'all right there, because I wanted to again touch on it. So ladies, pardon me. It's not to say you don't deserve a thing, don't, you know, get pampered and all that. I'm just saying, as an icebreaker, maybe your approach should be a little more subtle. you know, or kind of just see where the guy is going with it first. You know, not to set the guys up, but you know how they say in school and at work and all the, and in the law and all of that, they give you enough rope to hang yourself, as they say. You know, let the guy lead it off, set it off. You know, if you're not liking his vibe and how he do things to make, you know, you feel special or whatever, handle it accordingly. But you don't got to be so vocal and aggressive to get what you want, because that still don't promise that that's the solution or the right way, because a guy could give you all of that and still don't really give two shits about you. So don't get it fucked up, excuse my French. Just because you're getting what you want don't mean you have him. You heard? And on that note, I'm out. God bless.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.